Blog Talk Radio.
About me and you, love, spending some special time. I can even write a rhyme about you. See, I know what it means now to be caught up. Chasing your thoughts just like the scent of your perfume. It fills the room even when you're not there. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Maybe it's the vision of your mocha skin pulling me in and making me do things I don't want.
Everybody, this is your MMF Mocha podcast tonight, and we're here with some great things. We're going to be doing, I think, some good segments for you to get involved in. Remember that it's best if you're on the website. Unless you want to say something. So I'll tell you now that if you want to call in, the link number is 516-387-1381. But if you're going to just be listening with us, then use the website. It helps a lot. Thank you. Now, tonight we have our favorite people here. We have Coach Kevin, and he's going to start off and tell us about him.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Coach Kevin out of Florida, Tropical Mocha. Been a member of Midwest Mochas for 3 years now. Loving my family, and welcome everybody.
MMS Sunshine Valerie.
Hey, everyone. This is your Midwest Mocha Sunshine. I just want to say I'm happy tonight. I'm just excited about the segment tonight, and I hope you guys are excited as well. Make sure you tell somebody, text somebody, call somebody, and let them know we're on tonight.
Thank you. Now we have Elijah Callie.
Hello, everybody. It's Elijah, a.k.a. Mr. Callie. Glad to be here. Hope you guys are doing well and surviving this thing. And, yeah, keeping positive.
We also have Rudy Rue on tonight.
Hello, everyone. I just want to say hi and glad to be here. I'm looking forward to tonight. We always have excellent topics. So I can't wait to just dive into the positivity and get it flowing.
And this is Queen Mother. They're teasing me. They had a name. They had decided who it should be. So I said, okay, that's all. Good evening, everybody. I think I'm the one who loves the group so much that I get to be the mommy. And I'm okay with being the mommy because they're so awesome people, and I have them right here tonight. So let's all get ready to take a listen to. Our first segment tonight is where am I off, guys? I'm off. I'm off on the wrong thing. I know what my problem is. Come on, guys.
I think our first question was, is there a is there a level of cheating that's tolerable?
Is that a fair segment, guys?
Or the other question, how much is respect in a relationship?
How do you show respect in a relationship? How do we show our partners, our husbands, our wives, the respect that should be there in a relationship?
Well,
you want to start with that one, Elijah Callie?
Sure. I think every individual has, you got to communicate what, well, you have your common respect. Never call them out your name, never lose your temper, never raise your, don't raise your voice. But there's also certain things that each individual has that could be considered disrespectful or that you're not aware about. So I think it's important to communicate what somebody finds disrespectful. It may not be a big deal to you, but if you are with somebody, I think it's important that you figure out what those things are. That's where the communication part comes in. For example, let's say, honey, I'm going to be home at 10 o'clock, but you don't get back until 10:30 without calling. It's only a half hour late, babe, but then he or she may find that disrespectful, you know.
Right.
You know, they say, oh, I'll be home between 10 and 10:30. You know, that'll probably be a better way to communicate. But if you say it, so some people may take that, well, you were a half hour late. You could have told me you could be a half hour late. But the person may not find that as a big deal. So, you know, stuff like that you need to communicate. And that's part of being in a respect, being in a relationship.
Elijah, how important do you think that is in a relationship? Is it a deal breaker when one person doesn't know how to show respect to the other?
If it's a constant thing, but if you're finding but it's one person is constantly getting offended over every little thing, then that person needs to go see therapy. But if it's constant and it's been like communicated and it's consistent, then it's a deal breaker. But if it hasn't been communicated or talked about, then I don't think it is, because you got to put a lot on the table, especially if you're plan on marrying the person or quote unquote shacking up with them, you know. Because what one person, like I said, may find disrespectful, the other person might think it's a big deal, and that all goes back to
right. How
you were raised and what you've been through, you know.
Right.
Sometimes it may be a culture difference that you're unaware of.
True.
Let's
have MMS Sunshine Valerie. Your thoughts?
Hey. Well, I think the level of respect also starts from, say, myself within. So the first thing I'm thinking about, am I giving somebody what I want in return? A lot of times we're selfish, and so we want everybody to do their part, but we don't do ours. So I'm good at trying to check myself to make sure I am being respectful so that I can get it in return. And, of course, kind of like Elijah said, if you tell somebody you're going to do something and you can't, you should follow up with a phone call, you know, or something, unless, you know, you're in a situation that you can't possibly have somebody else call. But just let somebody know that you're okay. The worst thing to do is to be sitting on the sideline waiting on somebody to show up or come, and they never show up. The first thing is, yeah, you're angry and you're upset, but yet you start to worry. Are they okay? Were they in a car accident? Did something happen?
Yeah.
So be considerate of other people's feelings. When you're doing things, you have to consider other people's feelings or what they possibly think. Everything is not always, it can be a good thought as well, or a curious or caring thought. So, you know, be considerate of that. You know, that's the main thing. Consider other people in a relationship that you're trying to build and grow. So those are my thoughts.
Gotcha. Coach Kevin.
My thoughts is, well, whether you are in a relationship and living in the same house or different dwellings, you know, if you're supposed to be somewhere, or you say you're going to be somewhere and you're late and you don't call or text or anything, then you're not being consistent for the relationship, because you have to take in consideration that that person cares about you enough to worry about you. So I've seen situations where the husband is always disrespecting the wife in front of other people. And then she you know, I'm going to tell you, so she's like a sister to me, and she told me that, you know, I fell out of love with my husband. But the one thing I didn't hear from either one of them is that they talked about it. So when they mentioned communication,
sure,
that's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. And I spoke to him recently, and he was like, you know, if I had the money, I'd just leave. And that's the first thing I said to him. Have you two talked about this? I mean, I was up there waiting.
Do both of you know it's
a
problem?
Right. You know, so that, I was like, wow. For myself, you know, if you're going to be respectful to me one-on-one and then you're disrespectful in front of people, then I would have to move on. Because
yeah,
I'm
going to
be consistent. I'm going to be consistent with my respect. Besides, my mother would whip my butt if I didn't.
Okay, we got that one. Hi, Mom. I'm going to start following what you said about respect. I think that people don't recognize that there's a certain respect that you give when you're at home, but you can talk things out and you do it differently. I think the worst thing to do is to disrespect your partner out in front of friends, family, in public, work, whatever.
Yes.
That's a different kind of disrespect. And I think that one
yes,
is harder and lasts longer.
Yeah.
You know, what we say in our when we're alone and together, that's one thing. And how we deal with it's going to be totally different than when we're out in public. We're around our family, friends, or whatever. We're not going to see it the same way.
No.
And it's almost like a shutdown button that comes on, and we leave it there.
And that's what I was referring to when, you know, my sister told me, you know, I fell out of love with him. She didn't give me a reason, you know, but she had told me before on how he was toward her around other people.
Yeah,
and
that's
like
a deal breaker.
The main thing I said, have you two talked about it? No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anger is sticking around.
Exactly. And you know,
exactly.
I'm not gonna get in the middle of anybody's relationship, because at the end of the day, it's up to those two people.
It's their relationship.
Yep. Exactly. So
Rudy,
no, Rudy. I did not offer. What's up, Rudy?
Sorry. You wanna come in on this one?
Sure would. It takes this whole topic to me. It takes me back to that old saying that we've all heard and learned and was drilled into us when we were children: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So when we're talking on this subject of respect, when I'm talking about me and this other person who I'm trying to be with. And I have a special spot in my heart for them. I have a caring heart for them. I have to look at things and remove myself and be put on my selfless hat, to which I'm always asking myself, you know, how would I want to be treated in this situation, or how would I want this said to me or done to me? Because I mean, I've been in a situation before with someone, and they've done something to which I felt disrespected, and they had no clue as to, you know, they're pretty much like, why are you disrespected? I'm feeling disrespected, and I'm like, my phrase was, all right, stop for a minute, think, flip the script, just totally flip this. If I did that same thing to you, or had I not, using Callie's analogy, if I didn't call you, now it's 2 hours later or whatever, you know, how would you be reacting to me at this point in time? You would have had a 100% whole fit. Now, let's just flip that script. So I just really think it's about doing unto that other person in every instance how you would want them to do to you. And I think if you think of it in that nature and everything that comes about, whether it be a small thing or a large thing, the respect stays there.
I think there's a respect that goes with what we've talked about before, and that is honesty. You know, I think sometimes the two combine themselves, because if you tell me you're going to do something and then you don't do it and you don't quite understand why I'm not feeling what I should be, it's because it also means you didn't respect me enough to do what you said you would do. You didn't respect me enough to give me a call and say, well, this came up. And then it leaves you wondering, you know, what's going on? Because I don't treat you like that. Like Rudy just said, I don't treat you that way.
And then, you know, there's another level of respect, of respecting the person you're with when you're not with them. Because we all walk around in the world and somebody may find us attractive and we may find somebody else attractive. But, you know, with respect to the person you're with, if somebody approaches you, you say, hey, I'm in a relationship and I'm happy, and walk away. Now, that person you're with may never know that, but as a man, you know, you have to respect yourself and, you know, and not bring out what they call the dog in you.
Okay.
So I tell you what, to add to that, I guarantee you, if you flip that script, let's say us as a man, if we're in that situation and we're approached or whatnot, if you flip that script and you envision your woman being approached by, you know, some guy who's attracted to her, and she, you know, goes out of bounds with that approach and whatnot, you know, it keeps you in things in perspective. You know, I wouldn't want him or her doing that, so I shouldn't do this.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
MMS Sunshine, what do you think?
Yeah, but you know what? Also, too, it also brings on a form of misfeeling. You know what I'm saying? When you get
right.
the feeling of disrespect, they don't call, they don't check in, or like you say, they disrespect you out in public with other people. You're probably getting a little confused and getting mixed messages about what that relationship is really all about. And
right.
it's always built on respect. It's always built
mm-hmm.
on communication. It's always built on those things. You know, those are the foundation, what we call them. That's considered as the foundation. So the worst thing to have in a relationship is these mixed feelings. Because, you know, you're feeling one way today, you're feeling another way today, and you're trying to figure out, where do I really stand? That's serious. So honestly, all of that plays a major part. You know, and respect is something we all, you know, people always say you earn it, but like, why don't we just give it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It should be like law. We just mm-hmm. give it.
And but then
mm-hmm.
too, you know, you got to respect you before you can respect somebody else. And
that's
when
true.
You're disrespecting
that
me, that's the first thing I think about.
Right.
Do you respect you? Because you're sure not respecting me.
Exactly.
For our callers tonight, please, if you want to call in, we have, what's on the line? Do we have a caller on the line?
Doesn't
look like it. No, I haven't seen one. All right. Okay, thank you. I wanted to ask, what is the one thing that someone has done that has totally left you disrespected, that made you say, I need to walk away from this one? Want to start with you, Callie Elijah?
Oh, it was August 31st, 2014.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
I wasn't ready for
he's
that.
Got the date.
Oh, man. I was in a hot tub. Me and this lady, we were not in a relationship. She's a good friend of mine. She's a good friend of mine. I mean, she still is, but we had some time where we didn't talk for a while because of the situation. I paid for the concert. I paid for the food. I drove my car, and we were about to leave the parking lot. This is an awesome concert, too. It was Babyface, Jodeci, Brandy,
wow.
Monica was a big name. Yeah, up in Concord, and it was really hot. So we left a little early, and I got lost in the parking lot because it was dark. Well, I ran into some people I knew, just said hi to them. Then she got to my car first, and she literally yelling at the top of her lungs in front of 300 people, "Why did I offer you a hand across the second park? I haven't had to wait." Yeah. And I'm just like,
wow.
Are you looking like, well, yeah.
Oof.
I'm talking straight went hood Oof. Ratchet on me all of a sudden. I think we were both tired.
Wow.
He was a little drunk. And then, like, 300 people in the parking lot could literally hear on top of all the music. That's how loud she was.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Yeah,
I just
smiled. I was going to leave her there just to make her walk home. It was my car. I was going to leave her there. But the place was packed with so many, quote-unquote, street guys that's been happening to her that I'd be on my conscience. But, yeah. I didn't talk to her for almost a year after that. Yeah, but it was like, I'm talking, I thought we got out the hood. Oh, my gosh, he just straight went hood on me. I'm talking, voice was on 150 feet. This is 11 o'clock at night. Yeah, so.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
let me send a quick shout-out to Reginald from Ireland.
Thank you.
You and your mates, keep working, guys. I mean, glad you're on.
He says he's at work. And they're all listening to us. So he's listening and enjoying it. Hello, everybody in Dublin.
Hello, hello.
I think we have MMS Sunshine, Valerie. What was there ever a time you felt so disrespected that you thought, no, this can't be?
Well, for me, it wasn't like in front of anybody. It was more directly, as far as I'm concerned, kind of like what we were talking about. It was a holiday. I think it was like the 4th of July. And, you know, no plans were made or anything for the 4th of July. But, you know, sometimes when you're with somebody, you generally think, you know, you're going to do something together, whereas you barbecuing or you going somewhere else, friends or family or whatever. But what happened was, the person, we had kind of got into an argument about something, and then they took the notion to use that as a scapegoat to hang out with their family. Not only did they hang out with their family, they went out of town.
They went out of town.
No call. They weren't even texted. You know, they text, and then all of a sudden the text stopped, and then the next morning you get a call, and they tell you they're apologizing the whole 9 yards, but then they throw on you. But I'm out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I'm concerned, that's a big no-no. Very lack of respect. Not only the fact that we had an argument, it doesn't matter. This is the thing. If you want to do, I learned in life.
He pushed it to the limit.
Yeah. And I've learned that I'm not clones of anyone. We don't do the same thing. We're not just alike. We don't do that. And it's nothing wrong. I'm not a jealous person. I don't have those insecurities. If you decide that you want to do something different, that's the purpose. Kind of like we keep saying, conflict. Communicate.
Correct.
Communicate with me and say, hey, my family is having some, you know, do you want to go or whatever the case is, or maybe not. You know, I just want to hang out with my family or blah, blah, blah. And that's okay with me because at the end of the day, I have plenty of family and plenty of friends. But as long as I
right.
know, but if you just pack a sleeve, it's a form of disrespect.
Oh, gotcha. I think we gotcha. All right, guys, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to finish this when we come back.
All right.
So we'll be back in a minute, everyone. Love.
Good to come back.
Montanas, we're living the best life. Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry, I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
The FDA is committed to protecting the health of the American people and to facing any challenges in food safety. Here's what you need to know. First, the U.S. food supply remains safe for both people and animals. Second, there are currently no nationwide shortages of food. Finally, there is no evidence of human or animal food or food packaging being associated with the transmission of coronavirus. For more information on FDA's efforts against COVID-19, please visit FDA.gov.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States.
Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's Sybaris.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
We're back, everybody. I wanted to read the message came again from Reginald in Ireland. It said, "What's the good word, mates? Yeah, we have the show on here, packing fish while learning about dating in the States. Respect is mostly we men. Men enjoy hearing that. My good friend Rocco here is agreeing, right, all right, back to work for us peers." Because, you know, whenever the Sybaris commercial comes on, you know I'm the Sybaris person. Because I love it. I do. I really, really love it. I mean, it's just one of those things. I think it was Coach Kevin that was going to tell us about, has he ever had someone disrespect him in a way that it ended right then?
Yes. I was married at the time, and I was working full-time, making really good money. And me and my ex-wife, we are at the grocery store. And we get to the register, and I go to, you know, reach my wallet to pay for everything. And she said, "No, I got this." And I'm like, "Where you get the money from?" You know, she's like, "No, I got food stamps." I said, "How are you getting food stamps when with my income, we're not eligible for that?" She said, "Oh, I told them we got married and you moved out." I said, "What?" I said, "Hold on. Huh. You tried to send me to jail, because that's fraud."
Right. Yeah.
And that was definitely a deal breaker. Yeah, you messing with my freedom.
Okay. And I'm the one they're coming for.
Yes. I mean, if an investigator puts me on the street and says, so, hey, we're here investigating your family, blah, 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 I'm not going to lie and say I'm not living in my own house. No. They could have went to my job and did anything. Yeah.
Stop it. That one really did get you, and I'll tell you why later. Rudy Rude.
Okay.
Did you ever have a time when someone disrespected you enough to say, that's it?
Well, let's say it wasn't just a one time. It was one time that built up to a volcanic eruption. But basically.
Okay.
So, but the scenario is where a person, he had children, grown children, she always leaned on the children, was always her crutch, and that's pretty much her world. And so she found herself always, I felt, always addressing folks as if they're her children. And it would be plenty of times, you know, the snapping at me as if he's talking to some child, and I would have to say, hey, oh, I got to need to remind you, I'm a grown man, and sometimes it didn't come out quite so nicely either. I'm a grown, real grown man.
Real grown man.
Well, I'm sure your words are different.
Real grown man. Oh,
and of course, keeping it clean. Of course, keeping it clean for here for these purposes, but. Got to the point, it's like, you know what, I can't deal with this, and you obviously can't change, and you can't see me in a different light, or can't seem to bring your verbiage and your delivery in the right way. So, yeah, we had to, I said, you just go ahead and be with your kids, because I ain't one of them. So, that was about it.
Wow. Well, I'm sure your words are very different.
I hate to tell you, both Coach and Rude, your words in repeating this to us let us think a whole bunch of things were said. And not the
well, you know,
said
we're just
to,
human. Nobody said we were perfect men, but you know, in the heat of the moment.
I was so upset.
I just need emphasis.
I was so upset. I took itinerary on everything we bought, and I ate none of it. I ate none of that food. No. I couldn't.
I think if
you
I
know
tell
how,
mine.
You know how us men are. You know, us men are, you somebody, if they come across with, boy, and you know how, what direction that'll go in. Boy.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Talking to you like you a child. Yeah. You already know.
I think mine's a little unusual. We were at a wedding, and the couple had just walked in for the reception. And the bride walked over to me and she said, you better enjoy the time you got because I'm going to be his wife one day, talking about my husband.
What?
I looked
what?
Over her to look at her new husband. I'm not speechless looking at her husband because I feel so much pain for him more than I could feel for what she had just in front of, I believe there were 300 people in the room.
Wait a minute. Hold up. At her wedding, she says this to
at
you?
At her wedding. At her wedding, yes.
And the words of my cousin Donnell. Where they do that at?
Right?
In Chicago.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Wow.
So
oh
I looked at her. And one of the waiters was walking by. I took a glass of champagne, and I said, well, then I better go spend what time I have with my husband. And I walked away.
Oh, no.
But all night long, I kept looking at her husband. because I couldn't imagine what he felt. And we're not little children.
Wow. He needs to be on this call.
Wow.
We need him on this call.
So
I'm
needs to be listening.
Somebody send him a text message right now.
Right. I mean, I couldn't imagine someone to say that to somebody, honestly. I just didn't think you could. But everybody just, you know, all night long walked up and said, I'm sorry.
Not only did she disrespect you, she disrespected everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
She did. Yeah. Her parents.
Everybody.
You know? And I'm trying to think. Her father was a state representative or something. So his friends were there.
Did you make your way to the gift table and took your gift back?
I think I was a little bit too in shock to go for the gift. I was
Oh my goodness.
I really was. I was truly trying to find a way not to behave badly. Is that a good way of putting it?
No, I would put my gift back and bought him a one way ticket.
Between the lines.
I'd have put my gift back and bought him a one way ticket. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the thing was, he loved her. He loved her. He stayed with her for a while.
Yeah.
He loved her.
Wow.
And that's mine.
I think. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you blew me away with that one. Oh,
I would
goodness.
Blow you away even more if I took a card out I have, because it happened twice. And I'm going to leave that subject right there.
Wow.
I'm going to leave it right there. All right, everybody, guess what? We're going to do segment two. Now, this should tie into this. Is there a level of cheating that is forgivable? And Coach Elijah, you want to take that on? Coach Elijah?
You mean Callie?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. No, I did want Callie.
Yes.
You want to take that one? That's a hard one, isn't it?
Yeah. The cheating one?
Yes.
Is there a level of cheating
that is forgivable?
Well, okay, here's my thing. Everybody has their different levels of what cheating is. Some people consider flirting cheating, and some people consider talking to somebody too much. You've got to hide your text messages and you delete your voicemail messages so that your significant other cannot see. Some people consider that cheating. And some people consider cheating, it's not cheating until you actually sleep with the person. But if anything forgivable, I think cheating is also like a choice, especially if you made time for the other person, gave time and attention to the other person. I personally think for a man, I've seen a lot of times when a man gets cheated on, he leaves right away because his pride is hurt. And I've seen where the man runs around on the woman, and the woman stays a couple times for a little while for whatever reason, thinking that he might change, he loves him or something. I've also seen her stay because he's got a lot of money, because he provides a good lifestyle for her. But for me personally, I like to read the signs first. I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, but I don't think I can handle it if she went out with somebody. Because here's my thing, this is just me personally. You want to be with somebody else, then go and be with me. You know, I work too hard to try and get you, and life is already hard enough trying to be together. But even if you want to go with the other person, go on with the other person. Go on with your life. You know, that's just me, though. But I think once you cheat, the trust is gone completely. You could forgive, but you'll never forget. So whenever he or she is around, away from you, it's always in the back of your mind who they're texting when I'm not around, or who they're calling, or who they're talking to. So you may be able to forgive them, but you'll never forget. So it's already tainted. The relationship is already smeared. So, and it'll take a long time to trust again, and a lot of making up to do and a lot of proving to get back to where it was before that. So that's just my take on it.
Well,
yeah.
I'm a fan. Who are you going to call on next?
657, are you there?
No, that's the number of listeners we have.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so I think
you're welcome.
I'm a little off. Thank you. MMS Sunshine Valerie. Is there a level?
Well, yeah, it's a level. Elijah Cali just took all the words out of my mouth. Bravo. Good job.
Thank you.
You know what? It's kind of like Eliza say. You know, people got different degrees of what cheating is for them. Same way I probably do with anybody else. You know, at the end of the day, it's kind of like I always say, love is love. It don't have 50 names. It's exactly what it is, and cheating is just what it is. You do make a choice of deciding if I can work through this or not. But I also think in the back of your head, you know, subconsciously, you'll always remember, or you'll always use that event to lead you into the future. Because, like, say, for instance, somebody wore red on the day they went out and cheated. The next time you see them on red, with that red on, you might say, oh, he on that. He didn't put that same cologne.
He's on the roll.
But, yeah. So you keep
true.
Thinking about that day. You know, you reminisce on it, even when you think you have forgotten about it. You have it. It's still in your system. And like Elijah also said, now here's all this proving. You got to, it's almost like it's a test every day. You know, are you willing to put in that much work? But this is the sad part. It's people that cheat every day, and you never, ever know. So you
right.
have to decide, am I the one that cares if I ever know? Or am I the one that say, okay, he messed up, he made a mistake, do I give him a chance? You know that saying, everybody deserves a second chance, but really, do they? Do they
right.
really deserve a second chance or not? So the only difference right. is, the difference is you just don't know. Sometimes we
yeah.
always think mm-hmm. about it. But this is the thing. If you want to build a real relationship, just keep communicating. And if whatever's
yeah.
out there that's bad for you, it will come to light. And you will say,
always.
Enough is enough. I can't take this. I can't deal with this. And it's time for us to move on. But it'll be easier when you communicate because they already know. You crossed
mm-hmm.
the line. You did it. It's not my fault. So you already knew the consequences. And that's what we have to realize. Are we willing to face the consequences? And you guys hear me say all the time, man up, boss up. And it doesn't make a difference if it's a female or a male, because there's as many females cheating just like men. Sorry,
yep,
women.
Yeah.
The new day. The new
yep.
day.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read this. This is from a non-member of MMS. Devon says, This is pretty cool. I found this on Blog Talk Menu. Me and my wife tried to listen on the link, but got kicked off a couple of times. I had to log back on. And he wants to know, what is MMS? Real quick, one of you guys, what is MMS?
MMS is a group of people who are single, who deal with real life issues. Not issues, but real life relationship things. And we communicate with each other from all parts of the world. And yes, we are international because we've had callers from England and Ireland.
Right.
And we're just a great big family of grown people, grown folks conversation. You know, we're building bridges, you know, that we may never cross, but we're building them. MMS is just a great platform for any single-minded person or single person, period, to just speak the truth about relationships, speak the truth about things they've experienced in their past, and speak the truth about things they want in their future.
Correct.
And you also support, and you also solid friendships. You build some solid friendships.
And we're on Facebook. We're on Facebook.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to, I think we're getting ready for a commercial, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to start with the coach, and he's going to tell us about his ideas on cheating. What are the deal breakers, and can you forgive? What is the cheating that is forgivable?
Uh-oh. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, hey, Miller Lite. It, and that. It's what we say in Texas.
When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta.
Ready, the beer is Miller Lite. Like is it today?
See, the great Pilsner taste keeps you ahead of it all.
Miller Lite, Miller Lite. That's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, Miller Lite. It's this and that.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
I'm Fran Phillips, Deputy Secretary for Public Health at the Maryland Department of Health. Our agency is closely monitoring all aspects of COVID-19, the new coronavirus, and taking steps to keep Marylanders safe and healthy. Though the public health threat in Maryland remains low, every level of government is working diligently to prepare for all possible scenarios. Protect yourself and your loved ones from respiratory viruses by washing hands frequently and covering your coughs and sneezes. Stay home from school and work if you are sick. It's important to know the majority of people recover from this infection. Many patients will have only mild to moderate symptoms. Visit health.maryland.gov or dial 211 for up-to-date information and resources.
If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone. Around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
¶¶
Welcome back, everybody. If you get a chance, please take the Odyssey dinner cruise. You will never forget it. It is a beautiful experience from beginning to end. Think when we left off about what the level of cheating and what's forgivable, that we had Coach Kevin coming
yes,
in.
this is Coach Tropical Mocha. Before I get into that, any callers want to call in, call 561-387-1381. We are waiting for you. But is there a level of cheating that is forgivable? My answer is no.
Okay.
In my life, you know, when my ex-wife, you know, when the truth came out about her cheating, the moment that I found out, I looked her in her eyes. Well, you know, let me rephrase my answer to no. It's forgivable, but you got to go. Mm-hmm. I looked it right in the eyes. I said, I forgive you. Now you got to go that way, and I go this way. Because, you know, if you know the person you're with, you'll know whether you can find trust in this person again.
Right.
And I thought about all the factors, and I'm like, you know what? This is not going to work. If I'm not going to be a cheater, I'm not going to accept that in my life, and I don't think that you are one that will stop doing what you're doing. So,
mm-hmm.
It's one and done.
One and done. We got that message.
You ain't got to go home, but you're going to leave here.
I think the real thing is, not even just getting over, can you get over it? Can you go on? Once a person cheats, sometimes they're going to continue over and over again. Because the first time they did it, the consequences didn't match what they did. And they, in their minds, well, now, why do I have to worry about it? You know, she stayed for that one, so let's try another one.
Yeah.
Well, and when that happens,
you go on. I agree with everything you're saying.
When that happens, you get left in a place of, wait a minute, I let you stay because I loved you. It wasn't just no simple little love. I was in love with you. And I thought, when you said you loved me, that, okay, you're a human being and all human beings will make a mistake. But what I found out was that people know who you are. And sometimes they think that because you let them stay without a problem, that it's okay. And the other thing is, they know you wouldn't do it, and I think that's the hardest thing for someone to accept is when a person does something to you and they know you would never do that back to them.
Right.
And they'll tell you.
You know, you know what I heard someone say earlier that, yeah, you made a mistake or whatever, or they made a mistake. A mistake is leaving the milk out on the counter. Cheating is not a mistake. Cheating is something that you had inside you. I have a relative of mine, you know, he cheated repeatedly, and then when the person he was with stepped out, he blew a gasket. I'm like, dude, look at what you're doing. And so, I mean, no, I'm just not that type of person, so I'm good.
And I think we always talk about each person is different, you know. Can you ever get over it? I would tell you it would take another person in the middle to help you, and it would take a long, long time. And two people have got to be willing to take that walk for the long period it takes. You know, and it might be years if you're willing to do the work.
Yeah. Well, getting over it is more about your self-confidence.
If
you don't let that person bring you down to the point where you feel like you're unworthy, then you know you can move forward. Yeah, it takes time, but you still can move forward.
Your own self-esteem. You know?
Self-esteem. That's
you got to love yourself. Love yourself enough to know if this is worth sticking around for.
We have someone on that a member read from MMS, and it's a shout out to Sunshine, my DDS, my TS sister. No cheating is forgivable, but it can be overcome. It takes a part of one's soul to be removed and replaced with a smaller version of oneself. You can forgive the act, but rarely the person enough to retain the love required for a relationship anyway. Sunshine, MMS Sunshine.
That's true. That is so true. It does take a piece of your soul. It takes a lot out of you, and you don't forgive the act. And sometimes you can't even forgive the person. That's when you have to know it's time to make a decision to stay or move on. And a lot of times in relationships, we stay, kind of like what Elijah, you know, everybody is saying. We stay because they pay the bills, because they're the children's father or mother or whatever the case is. You know, you make these vows. But it also depends on, too, religion can have something to do with that. Do you separate or do you go get counsel or do you get help? Do you do those things? If you're willing to fight for those things and fight for that relationship, you can heal. Anything can be healed. You have to be the one that sacrifices and say, yes, I'm willing. I love them enough because love conquers all. So I don't care what that is. The problem is trying to get healed. And healing comes from within. It comes from yourself. If I decide I can heal from this, I can move on, and I can love, because my love is all, at the end of the day, that I give, and it's for free. It didn't cost me to get up in the morning to love anybody. It didn't cost me.
Exactly.
But yeah, but when you put your emotions into this thing and your feelings into this thing, yes, it's hard. Of course, it's not easy to forgive. It's not easy to forget. But at the end of the day, sometimes you got to take feelings and emotions and throw them away, because they'll change every 2 minutes. I can like you right now, to remember what you did, and now I hate you again. But then you keep fighting through it and fighting through it and fighting through it. And it's the love that's there between two people. This is not a one-sided situation. You have to do it together. And if you're willing to do it together, it works. If it don't, guess what? Get up, love yourself, and move on.
That's right.
I think that
that's right.
I was able to do it because, first of all, we had to part, because one of the most important things I recognized was I didn't love me. I loved everybody else. It was easy for me, but I didn't love me. And that is what God had to teach me, how to love me first, after him. And so when he came back and said, let's work this through. Whatever it takes, I will do whatever it takes. And I have to give it to him. He's gone, but he did that work. It took him 3 years to get me to a place, and that was counseling every week. He had to be willing to do it, and it took us 3 years to – I got to the place when he walked out the door, I wasn't wondering about it. And that he learned that it was a little thing he did that made you worry in the first place. It wasn't,
I think,
but it was
a lot
of work.
Getting back.
I'm sorry, go on.
getting to the part of our question, when we said as far as the actual verbiage of our question, are there any levels that are forgivable? I think there are different levels, though, because getting back to what Elijah Cowley said and Valerie said, I mean, people view different things, part of things as cheating differently. They do it differently, you know, between the texting thing or the voicemail or emails or things of that level. I think some things you may slightly cross the line or whatnot, and it may get your feelings hurt. And I think sometimes you may, if you care about a person, or like I would say, you love a person enough, some things, if they're on a quote unquote smaller level, you can forgive. And yeah, it'll still take work to get past, because it'll always stick in the back of your mind going forward. But then there's the big things of the cheating act, the all-out infidelity, the action, having sex and whatnot, things of that nature. Then that's where I'm with Coach. I'm one and done then. I mean, you know, you did that. It's no negotiation or conversation out after that. So I think that there are different levels of, you know, if someone made the slight mistake of crossing the line in some text or something of that nature, I'm depending upon the level of our relationship, I might be able to forgive and press forward to get past that if we both are equally, you know, working towards that. So I just think, there are different levels.
I think for some people, it can be simple things, you know, and we take both things. The first segment, respect, and feeding together, because there's some things that a person does that resembles cheating because it's disrespectful to you. Elijah Cowley talked about it, you know, when someone just does something so blatant and, you know, it's another person that's doing it. It does get to be a lack of respect. You know, I hear people tell me all the time that all men turn around and look. I beg to disagree with that. No, they don't. That is disrespect for me to walk down the street with you and you turn around and look at another person.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can't do that.
You know, and people think that's a normal thing now. All men do that, they say.
I
say, no, they don't. No, they don't.
Hey, if I don't see you in front of me, I'm not going to look behind me.
That's what I was just about to say. You better be looking forward. I'm just saying, you better be looking forward. I hate you to make that second look. You might not come back.
No, But that's, you know,
no.
There's certain things you just don't do. I don't care what anybody says. You know, if we're out somewhere and you're spending more time talking to someone of the opposite sex other than me, then you are disrespecting me. And people pretend they don't know that's disrespect. Well, I'm telling you, it is. We came to this function together, and you're supposed to. I'm sure you're going to go and speak to somebody or say something, but then you come back to where I am. I'm not standing there waiting, you know, for you to get around to it. That's disrespectful. And the funny
right.
thing is,
I think a guy would be more smart. You would think a guy would be smarter than that. I got to take this problem home. Why
yeah.
do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to take this home with me.
That's the truth. You would think so. Because all you got to do is give a look, I would say. You know, you can look at somebody the right way and you think they're supposed to know. But guess what? It happens all the time. It happens all the time. And you feel sorry for that other person. Because you can see it, you know, but again, that second part of that is people do things that you wouldn't do to them. Because if you did that to that kind of a person that you had never, ever said a word to but did this often, he'd have a new attitude. But you wouldn't feel the same way either. Because then you,
right.
you feel like you were reduced to playing games. And I don't play games.
Mm-hmm.
You reduce the person to do what you did, and that's game play. I don't want to play games.
Well, you know, when you first start dating and you realize that you want to be together, and, you know, as you go places together and you see your partner do something that you don't like and you bring it to their attention, communication can stop all of that. You
yeah.
know, the cheating with the eye thing. Yeah. You
know. With the eye
unless
thing.
You're guilty. Unless
okay.
you're guilty,
yeah,
you can't
well,
handle
guilty,
it. You can't handle that communication.
If you're guilty, that's when your head gonna turn around, and that's your true nature.
So, but guess what? But that's usually when you can't handle the conversation either.
Exactly.
So now it's a defense mode. We going back and forth. He's defensive or she's defensive now. Come on now.
Right.
Boss up.
Right.
Boss up. I did. Yeah, I did.
Boss up.
Now I understand. I shouldn't have. You get it? You know what I'm saying? Now you can say, well, I shouldn't
exactly.
have. I made a mistake. Yeah, don't do it again.
That's right. That's
somebody
right.
been broke up with somebody because of that.
Yeah. True. You know, true, because it sounds like to some people that might be a simple thing. But
right.
if you continue doing it, it gets to be a serious thing. And then we go back again, respect. You're not respecting me at all.
No. Yeah, you can't have what we call the wandering eye.
Wonder when you're not with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonder,
no,
let your eyes
what?
Wonder.
We.
Huh?
Because guess what? If they're wondering why you're with them, you know what they're doing when you're not.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
But there, do you ever? There are things that people do, or they tell you about, or you read about it, and you say, "There's nobody that crazy. You wouldn't do that.
What?
Not you know.
Oh,
you
they
do that with.
Oh, they crazy.
Uh huh.
You must exactly. have never been to Florida. You must have never been to Florida.
Uh-oh.
They do it all here.
Look, she's been to Chicago.
I'm from Chicago. Don't even go there.
I've heard
I
about Chicago.
I went to the wedding. I went to the wedding.
Yeah, I've heard about Chicago.
Yeah.
Because guess what? They don't have nothing to hide. They don't have nothing to hide here. They do what they do. You know, it's no disrespect of any kind. This is just who they are.
I've heard that about Chicago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting that, you know,
very.
You find yourself wondering. Because I think the question too often is, why would you do it to somebody who loves you? Why would you do that
why
to somebody who loves you? Why?
You
and
know, when you ask,
sticks in my head.
When you ask
go
the
on.
Question why, I was told by a cousin of mine that, hey, my daddy did it. And I'm like,
that's right.
You're not your daddy.
Is he still
you're
living?
Not your daddy.
Anyway.
Oh, no, his dad's passed on, but he's still here.
No, you missed the joke.
She's being funny. She's being funny.
Oh, he's still very single. Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to know when he said that
did
was daddy still alive? Did mama take care of him?
Right. Did mama do something? Right. Did mama have him?
Okay. Did mom teach him a new lesson?
I know, right?
Okay. Because now it seems to be cheating seems to be the way to get back at people. And that's new.
I was just about to say that. Yep.
That's new. We didn't do that. You know, we didn't come up in a world where that was how it was done.
Exactly.
And you took care of that home. And you figured out what
exactly.
that means.
And it's so crazy that cheating is the biggest form of breakdown in any marriage, in any relationship.
It is.
You know, you can say financials. You can say financials. But cheating tops that list by 100%.
Well, you know, I had someone. Go on.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, someone.
No, someone asked me after the podcast when we talked about that. Honesty. If you tell me whatever it is, you respected me enough to give me the choice to leave or stay.
That's right.
And I think that is the most important thing when we talk about honesty. Okay? Can you tell me the truth? You've given me the choice to decide what I want to do. When you lie and you cheat, you've taken that choice away. And if I did want to, it's almost impossible.
Exactly.
Look, can you stay in the rain? Look, can you
stand
the rain?
Yeah.
Okay, boys and men. I hear you.
No,
that's new edition. New edition.
New
edition.
Excuse me.
That's new edition.
Thank you, Elijah.
Yeah. Okay. You know Elijah all the music.
We know he knows. You know Elijah Callie knows.
Right.
Okay. I mean, he is good. I thought I was good.
Right.
Because he hasn't been erased.
That's why he's my brother.
Okay. We knew he would know. If nobody else knew, Elijah would go, no. Go on.
Hey, shipmate looking out. Shipmate looking out.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only. But I think we are going to sum this up with think about what you do. Be careful what you do to people. You know, if it's not important enough to you, leave it alone. Don't hurt people just to hurt them. Don't take advantage of people just because they love you, because you're going to pay a price one day that's bigger and better than you'll ever know. I can guarantee you that is a fact. That you're going to find out what it feels like one day. That's the way it works. All right, kings and queens here. We're going to start letting Elijah say goodnight for us.
Elijah. All right, everybody. It's been real. Thank you for coming out. This is Elijah, a.k.a. Mr. Callie, signing out.
MMS, Miss Sunshine.
I just want to thank everybody again, as usual. We're glad that you're here. We hope that you took something that we said as a group, and it works for you, that it helps you along the right way for anything. That's why we come here. We do. We are family, and we support each other. So hopefully you was something you got out of, even if you have to give it to somebody else. Take this love and share with plenty of other people. Can't wait to see you in a couple weeks. Love you all. Your Midwest Mocha Sunshine.
Coach Kevin.
I want to thank all the listeners, especially the ones from Ireland, Devin and crew. Glad you joined us. And I'm saying good night from the sunny state of Florida. And everybody, please stay safe, and we will see you in 2 weeks. And I love you all.
We got to wrap this up. You know, the great thing about here is you get to hear more than one person's ideas and feelings and experiences, and that helps a lot. We at MMS, our group is a lot of love, and nobody minds us saying it, hearing it, talking about it. So if that's what you're interested in, finding people who truly know how to love, kings and queens that know how to care about somebody, come join us. We had a great night. Now Rudy is going to say it, take us out.
Well,
Well, all our listeners, we appreciate you. Hopefully you've gotten a sense out of this that you can use here. We do encourage you to join, if you would like to join in the fellowship and conversation, and sometimes it's humorous, sometimes it's more serious on our page or on Facebook, and come check us out. But otherwise, please come back to the next podcast. Love to have you. Much love.
We will be looking forward to seeing everybody in 2 weeks. And remember, if you get a chance, check out Odyssey, because you will truly have an experience. And of course, you know, Sybaris, if you find that special person that says, I want to take you somewhere special, that's the place to go. Good night, everybody. And as always, I send you love. Love.
Good night. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
And please
and
stay
love.
Safe, everybody. Stay safe.
Yes.